You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Well, it's over easy. A plate of hash browns. Take my hand, mama, we're going to town. Oh, what a wonderful thing to do. Eggs over easy, hash browns and you.
That song, Angelo's, by Dick Siegel, is the signal to legions of loyal listeners. It's time for Sunday Morning Over Easy. The program's been a longtime favorite on Detroit radio station WCSX. Producer-host Pam Rossi brings local, national, international musicians into the studio to perform and to talk. Now she's sharing years of great conversations with great musicians in her book, Conversations with Pam Rossi. Pam, good to see you here on Stateside.
Good to see you. Thank you.
175 musicians in this book, and I'm betting that you've just scratched the surface of all the people that you've talked to in the 17 years you've been doing Sunday Morning Easy.
Yeah,
any
absolutely.
Idea how many musicians you've had come in over the years?
More than that, than this 175. But, you know, many times I forgot to record or something, and, you know, I literally could go back and count, but I'm not going to do that because it's quite a few.
Probably scary when you think about that. What is your mission for Sunday Morning Over Easy? What do you want to give listeners?
Well, I want to get a feel for, you know, the good music. First of all, it's all about the music. That's the main thing. You know, enjoy the music. Bring in your Sunday morning slower than normal. You know, ease into it, even though it's the last day of the weekend. And, you know, and share some good music with people. And with the conversations, of course, let the musicians tell their story.
And they get to come in and do it in a very relaxed and long form. It's not just a little quick interview somewhere.
Oh, no. No, no.
And how do you find they receive that?
Well, what happens is, and you'll notice through the conversations, it becomes a conversation, not an interview. And many times, and I say in my introduction, it felt like I was sitting there just talking to a friend. And that's what I wanted it to be. You know, sometimes I didn't even realize that, but it was like, yeah, all of a sudden it was just the two of us talking or three, whatever. And it was a conversation.
For people that might not be within the market area to be familiar with the program and with what's on WCSX every Sunday morning, what's the format? And just kind of give people an idea of what people hear.
Sure. Well, it is a classic rock station, so I still play that genre, but I dig deeper and softer. So we're still playing, you know, you'll hear a lot of the singer-songwriters. James Taylor, Dan Fogelberg, Carole King. So a lot more of that is mixed in than your typical classic rock station. So that's part of the music. It's a little laid-back singer-songwriter style.
And how did the book come about then?
Oh, well, many listeners over the years kept saying, oh, I love so-and-so interview, or I loved listening to such-and-such person talk about, you know, their music and everything. And so, you know, the wheels started turning a little bit. I thought, you know what? These people want to hear these again, you know, how can we hear these again? And I thought, well, let's put it in a book. It just kind of spurred from a listener talking to me about wanting to hear it again.
And as I look at the book and go through, it's a ponderous book because you've got all of these folks. And I thought that the interesting breakdown, there's rockers, finger stylists, singer-songwriters, folk slash Americana, blues, and then genre? What genre? Give us a sense of some of the people in this book.
Well, rockers, of course, easy because it was a classic rock station. So a lot of these, the reason I would have them is they went solo or they had, you know, a tour coming up, usually a new CD. And a lot of times it was their solo things that got these rockers in here, not the full band, like, you know, not Triumph, but Rick Emmett, who's went solo. And so he was promoting that. So that's what a lot of the rockers are.
Blues, you've got Laith Al-Sadi, mm-hmm. So who's just been on this program recently, just after getting on
The Voice.
The Voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then genre, what genre? And I love seeing the fact you had the Chenille Sisters there because if you cannot pigeonhole the Chenille Sisters.
No. And most of those you can't. There's only a few in that group, but it's like, well, they kind of fit here, they kind of fit there, but they really don't fit there, so they put that.
Now, as we kind of alluded to, you have a real array of musicians. You've got the Michigan stalwarts like, you know, Liz Lahren and the Chenille Sisters and, you know, John D. Lamb. So you've got people known in Michigan. And then you've got names like Roger McGuinn and Dave Mason and Dennis DeYoung and Richie Havens and Peter Yarrow. And I'm kind of interested, as you approach these conversations, what are you looking to get out of them?
Well, I always look for that gem that no one heard before. If I can get something from them that they never said it over the microphone before or dug really deep, that was my goal. And just through the conversation and listening to them, sometimes I could go a different direction because of something they said and find those gems.
And as you mentioned, you're giving a platform to especially some of these newer artists, whether they're local, whether they're national, but because it's harder today than it was, for example, Roger McGuinn in the 60s when anything went on radio.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's with the way the programs are now, it's so, you know, cut, you know, and so many, you can only talk so many seconds, you know, it's really tough. So when I was able to get these people on, they really appreciated it because it's so hard to get out there anymore.
Recent interview that Roger Daltrey of The Who gave to Rolling Stone where he just said, you know, there's no more record industry anymore. Why would I make a record? And he said the way the internet has come about, it's been the biggest robbery in history. Are you hearing a disenchantment from people or is it generational? Are the younger ones more optimistic?
Yes. Basically, you can't do records anymore. It doesn't pay. The touring is what they have to do. You can definitely see the generational gap there. The old timers, this is how we used to do it. This is the way business was done to get our music out there. You've got to do the albums. You know, of course, the artwork and the albums and the liner notes, it was all part of the package. Well, not anymore. Obviously, all that's gone. Although you're seeing some people going back to the vinyl, which is really cool because they realize, well, this is like almost like a collection, you know, and a lot of them are doing the vinyl so they can sell because people are collecting vinyl now.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. And as much as Daltrey was complaining about the internet and saying it's robbing musicians, it's also a place for an up and coming hopeful to get out there for free.
Oh, yes. It's amazing how many are doing it on their own and just doing it through the internet and doing well.
As you look at this whole list of these 175 names, what jumps out? Any ones where you want to say to people listening to us, oh, read the interview with?
There are several in there, of course. Kathy McDonald is one. She is in the Rockers. And the name is not someone you would recognize, but she was the backup singer for the Stones, for Joe Cocker, for Leon Russell. And she had some great stories. We got talking. And again, it was just like her and I, and we were just laughing. And I was so intently listening to her just because these stories were so good that I completely blew a stop set, you know, no commercials. And like, and all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, you know, but she was a lot of fun. She has passed away since then, so I'm really glad I got her in the book. Jeff Daniels, of course, local guy. If you ever see him or just know him, I mean, he's so fun to talk to.
He is.
It was so fun when he came in, you know, and I had to go out to the door and I'm walking back and he's like, I need paper and pencil. Got a paper and pencil. It's like, okay. So as soon as I get in the studio, I give him this paper and he's just writing because we weren't ready to go on the air yet. And he added a whole verse to his Tiger song because the night before they had lost right then and there. And then he performed it live. It was like, wow.
Wow.
That's talent, you know. I'm sure he was thinking about it all the way to the studio, but it was crazy. I just watched him write a whole nother verse to this fabulous song already and then performed it live. But the main thing about a lot of these was how funny they all were. The humor with these songwriters, probably because they're all creatives and it just flowed. It was amazing.
Where can people find your book?
You can get it at Amazon or my website is probably one of the better places, pamrossi.com.
Well, a lot of fun to read this, a lot of fun listening on Sunday mornings to Sunday Morning Over Easy. The book is Conversations with Pam Rossi, and that's Rossi. Pam, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.